You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, it is the Valentine's Day Especial. We have Sebastian Legette of the New England Revolution. He just made the move from the LA Galaxy to New England. A little change in weather, but I'm certain he'll adapt.
And if it's the Valentine's Day episode, why just have Sebastian when we could bring in his lady, the world-renowned superstar, Becky G? It's almost like, Sebastian, why don't you go make us all some coffee, buddy? And let's all talk to Becky G. We talk about everything about her move from L.A. to New England. She's going to be there with her man. We're going to talk about a lot. We make him choose between L.A. and Boston for a lot of things like coffee, beans, tacos, the whole nine. That and the probably most important announcement of our entire show's career at the end of this episode. You don't want to miss it. That and more today on the Cooligans!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris
and Allie Krieger, and you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby! Actually, we don't have a lot of time, so
yeah,
I'm gonna cut that short.
Let's get right to it. It's an exciting show today. It's the Valentine's Day special, and
hey, you know what? Hey, Christian, would you be my Valentine?
Hey, you know what? You know what? Because you asked so romantically, I'm gonna have to say yes. Okay,
thank you.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show, right? Right here on Football Sports Network.
Actually, you know what? I'm not Alexis Guerrero. For this episode, I'm Alexi G. You feel me?
Alexis G. Okay.
No, Alexi G.
Alexi G.
Come on.
Quite fitting, okay? Because we are... Yeah,
that's right.
Because,
G is for the Gullies, because we're the Gullies. Obviously. I think that's what our guest's G stands for as well.
That's right, because we're going to be joined by multi-platinum recording artist, absolute superstar, Becky G.
Wait, and what? She stole my nickname?
I cannot believe that.
I just came up with it. How did she get it?
It's like, you know, two people wearing the same outfit on the red carpet. It's quite embarrassing.
If someone's going to steal my nickname, at least it's her. She's pretty good.
That's right. Becky G. And there's also some dude that's with her, Sebastian Legette from the New England Revolution, but whatever. You know, we don't know.
I mean, I heard everybody loves him, but, you know, we're here for Becky G, Sebastian.
So we'll talk to them a little bit. And
we put them on the spot a little bit about this move from the West Coast to the East Coast. You feel me?
Okay.
Beans and tacos. What you into?
All right. You better start playing some Notorious B.I.G. on the playlist, okay?
Well, no, that's... Who's from Boston? Are there any famous rap...
No, I'm just saying East Coast. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
You just give it... Everybody gets Big E? You better start playing some Marky Mark and a Funky Bunch.
Okay, because you need to be an authentic Bostonian.
Yeah,
right?
How you like them apples, my G?
Oh, you listen to Marky Mark? You from Southie? Okay.
Damn. I don't know you was that tough. You want my wallet?
So we'll be talking to them in a little bit. We have a great, great chat with them. But let's start today with talking, you know, reacting to some Champions League stuff, because Kylian Mbappe probably was the star of the Tuesday matchup between PSG and Real Madrid. And it was a victory, 1-0 for PSG. But let's focus on Kylian Mbappe, because we all know
all eyes on him.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This was will he, won't he? You know,
mm-hmm.
First of all, the best player on the pitch. That's mm-hmm. including Neymar, and that's including Messi.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, will he score against the team that is rumored to be offering him $1.1 million a week?
Yeah,
that's a good. Now let me ask you, Christian, if you were out there and you knew the team you were playing was about to give you $1.1 million next season, how would you handle that situation?
I mean, I would burn it all down, score a hat trick on him, okay? Let him know.
A lot of move walk in, mess up their pitch a little bit, what was home for them. But I would be like, yo, do y'all need anything from me? You know?
Yeah.
I'd be going over there for their team huddle. I'd be like, what's up, fellas? I'm going to see you in a couple months. What's good over here? I would be playing it so cautious because I'm not trying to mess up my bag. And Mbappe. Mbappe don't care about that bag, dude. He cares about the vibes, dude.
Yeah. He got a great goal. I mean, look, he had an incredible game. He's the future of the sport. I mean, you know, after Messi and Ronaldo are done playing, I think the shift in focus is going to be right on Kylian Mbappe.
I don't think he's waiting until they're done. I think that shift is starting to happen. At what? What is our new king, our new soccer god? What is he also doing after the game? He is speaking in perfect South American Spanish, bro.
My guy
sounds like he's holding a mate ready to go to an asada. It was insane.
Apparently, Kylian Mbappe just was raising the hood of Buenos Aires.
He's from Boca, baby.
There was an award show that he did, I believe, a couple months ago, and that he was speaking in English, and I was like, yo, this I can't believe Mbappe learned English this fast, because it really went from nothing to absolutely fluent.
Bro, and then, he went to LA once and he came back like, what up, cuz?
Yeah.
Why playing dude, all this blue, cuz?
My dude saw, he saw Kate Abdo on CBS. He was like, okay, I gotta learn how to do that, okay?
Oh, how many languages? 5 more than me? All right, I better start, bro.
But he did an interview in Spanish, and as soon as, you know, a player of that caliber, obviously he's French, and start speaking Spanish. You see, the writing is on the wall. He's preparing himself. You know, getting the you know, just stamp the passport already, because he seems to be ready to go.
Like when
right
my sister
there.
Started losing weight. Her ex-husband at that time was still her husband. Should have known. You know what I mean? Should have known. The writing was on the wall. We all knew. He's the only one who didn't, you know?
And that's why you will never lose weight, because you're in love and you have a great relationship.
Buddy,
you have
no reason. I'm happy. Why do I need to lose abs? Nah. What am I, Mbappe? Nah, I don't need it. I already know Spanish. He might know Spanish better than me, though. This is really messed up. You know how, like, what's his face? The dude who plays at Tigres,
Gignac.
You know, when he speaks Spanish, he sounds wild Mexican.
He's been
there for like 6 years. Where, who taught this? Di Maria been in my guy's ear, bro.
He's like, this.
Yeah. He's like, yo quiero. And I was like, yo. No, que dice? Yo voy a Real Madrid.
It's impressive. I think it's fairly obvious. We all know what's the move that's going to happen next. He is going to probably go to Real Madrid. He can't act like he's going to Real Madrid now, because we got to keep up with appearances, but look, that's his childhood club, right? He absolutely loves Real Madrid, had the posters on the wall, and now he can put up his poster in his childhood bedroom of him wearing a Real Madrid kit.
I mean, look, I hope he doesn't make the move, because I like the vibes at PSG, but what are you gonna do?
And Becky G and Sebastian Legette will be joining us right after this. Happy Valentine's Day, and enjoy Valentine's Day with these two superstars and us.
Bro, everyone on this episode speaks Spanish, baby. Yo, I just got a great idea. You should go to youtube.com/soccercooligans and hit that subscribe button. It's completely free and it helps us out tremendously. Why would you want to do that? Well, we've actually moved Prem Show from Twitch to YouTube Live. So if you hit that subscribe button, you get to find out when we're live. Oh, and hit that little bell too. It really alerts you. It actually pulls up a little note on your phone saying, hey, these guys are live right now. And you're like, oh my God, that's my favorite thing in the world. I should probably go do that right now. And if you say something funny in the chat or ask a dope question, you get to be on the show. We mentioned your name on the show. How dope is that? You get to be a part of it. So all you got to do is go to youtube.com/soccercooligans, hit subscribe, hit the little bell. It would help us out tremendously. Love to hang out with you there. Christian, our guests are finally here. What an absolutely insane honor this is.
Yes, this is, you know, this is the Valentine's Day episode. This is the day that I believe in love again, okay?
Right.
Because I've been bitter for too long, and I need some true examples All right.
By the way, if people don't know, Christian's engaged. So what a rough way to start this marriage.
This is going to fix my marriage, and I'm not even married yet.
Well, wait. There's two people here. There is an amazing soccer player and an incredible singer. And wait till the singer finds out that for Valentine's Day, I'm going to give my Valentine's Day card to this soccer player's abs. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the New England Revs, and obviously the male crush of every Cooligan and Cooligans fan, and also legitimately one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, Becky G and Sebastian Legend, everybody!
What is up?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. Initially, see, if I was going to introduce you, I would have said it's Becky G and Becky G's boyfriend. Okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen him. I've seen him referred to in articles like that from time to time.
Señora, señora Becky G.
Everybody just calls me Sebby G.
He goes by Sebby sometimes. This is true.
That works. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. This is an absolute honor, like Alexis mentioned. This is, look, Sebastian, you've been on the show before.
Yeah.
We'll do the proper pleasantries, but there's a superstar here as well that we also want to talk to.
There's definitely a lot going on this time.
You know, I'm trying to give you both a fair amount of screen time. But first thing, let's say, Becky, I mean, this is, you know, in relation to, you know, in your relationship, and obviously Sebastian Legette is now a member of the New England Revolution. I've heard that you will be making the move to New England. What was it when you first heard that, what was the first thought, the first impression?
You know, it was quite a quick turnaround, as they usually are. You know, decisions like these aren't easy, because for both of us, our careers are our life. You know, we both have been doing this for longer than we've not been doing it, basically our entire life. And so, you know, we both understand the weight that comes with these decisions, the sacrifice that's come throughout the years to get to these points in our careers. And so I would say I go where he goes. I support the jersey that has his last name on it. And that's Boston now. So we're going to B-Town. and Becky for B, I love it. You know, the bar on the Revolution logo goes for Rebecca. It works great.
It just makes sense.
It has a nice swing to it.
You've really found some synergy in
the
this
branding,
move.
The opportunities. Oh, wow. Point. I love it.
It's what the new. With everything. I don't know how she does that. She does.
The New England Rebecca Bean. I mean, what a way to merge it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you guys, when you guys were introduced, Sebastian was still in London, correct?
No. So the way that happened was through mutual friends.
Yes, which a friend of mine and former teammate who...
You played with in London.
I played with in London. Mm-hmm. When the first... After, I'd say, about close to a year of me moving here to LA, already being here, that's when I got introduced. But it's only because I moved to London that... early, because I wouldn't have met you if I hadn't played there.
Yeah,
so if
crazy.
You think about it...
How incredible.
Yeah. I'm sure you have your own story, Christian,
I mean,
you know?
But like, honest though, like when friends play Cupid, it doesn't always work out. So the fact that we're here 6 years later kind of feels like...
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
my wife's friends are constantly telling her to leave me still. I mean, you know, there's never...
like you made it.
That's true love right there.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm really sorry I set you up with this guy. Yeah, I didn't think it would actually work, you know? But this is an interesting story because I've read that the way you met was the mutual friend was a co-star from Power Rangers, right, yeah. Becky?
And yes. Her guy played for...
Yes,
West Ham
United, yeah, with me.
So my question is, what did they say to you about Sebastian that made you interested? Like, how did they sell Sebastian? Did they say, don't stare into his eyes because you'll question every decision you've ever made in your life?
This is the interesting part of it all. Is she didn't show me not one picture of Sebastian. She didn't tell me what he did. And I didn't know the groundwork was being put on the other side of things with Jordan and Sebastian. They would... mention me to him, but not tell him what I did or what I looked like, but more would share personal stories of like interactions, what type of people we are. And so it got to a point where it was a little creepy. And I told Naomi, I was like, Nay, you gotta stop bringing up this Sebastian guy. It's kind of getting kind of weird. Like, either you gotta show me what he looks like, or you just gotta drop it. Because we were walking by David's Bridal or something. She's like, Bex, you wanna go try on wedding dresses? Like, but I already know you're gonna marry Sebastian. And I was like, Nay, just, you gotta cut it. Like, this
season. Yeah. And, you're selling him too hard. Yeah.
But then I saw pictures of Sebastian, and I was like, okay, never mind. I take it back.
I mean, look, even when we saw the photos, we were like, you know, yes. There's an ongoing joke. And this started years ago. And, you know, we can say in front of Sebastian, say in front of Becky. We had a rule on the show. Where, you know, a couple years ago, there was a joke with, what was it? I think Sepp Blatter was making a comment about women's soccer and that the
if
women
wore
shorter shorts, yeah. And it would more people would watch. It was really terrible, very sexist, right? So we were like, that's terrible. And soccer players shouldn't be objectified except for Sebastian Legette. I don't know why the rules are different for him, but that's just how it works.
I guarantee your ratings would go up.
This is very nice.
Oh my God. Too much.
The main sponsors of Major League Soccer would go from Audi, Continental Tires, to Hot Baby Oil.
Continental Tires. Oh my God. Oh man, the demographics will totally change.
Absolutely.
One of the things I want to ask you about, and I want both of you to comment on this. The last time Sebastian was on our show, we completely objectified him. Just from top to bottom, we kept telling him how gorgeous he was. And it was really the only reason we 100% objectified you. But then we heard from some of our female fans. Some agreed, but we also heard from a few who said, you know, Sebastian, he's more dude hot. He's the type of dude that other guys think is hot.
Ah, okay.
Is that common? Have you heard this before?
Is that a thing? That's incredible.
Yeah, like a good-looking person's a good-looking person.
Oh, my God. You know? Guys are... I've never... This is new to me. This is new to me.
I gotta be honest. Sebastian, I've never heard it either. No one's dared say that anywhere near me, that I'm dude hot. No one's ever said... The only time anyone ever said I'm hot is my doctor says, you know, you feel like you're running hot is the only time I've got that.
I would argue that you are attractive to men, women, non-binary, whatever. It doesn't matter what you identify as. I think across the board, you should be. Everybody should be a fan of you.
Oh man,
I second that.
My head won't even fit in this room right now, man. You're beating me up too much.
That's all right. Dude, you know, Becky's gonna be furious with us for the next few days.
I love it.
Okay, so Becky, you mentioned. When you first saw his photos, I'm sure they were intriguing, but what did you think when you first saw his Instagram handle? They love the boy.
You know?
It seems like it could be like, I don't know if this guy's too cocky. I don't know.
I think that's the first impression.
It was definitely a common theme, I think, throughout like people who've met Sebastian that were like, yeah, this guy's going to be a total like a-hole for sure. And then... I think for me, my position in this is a little different because I also do the social media thing, and I also know that there's a lot more behind a post or a lot more behind the picture. And so I never really crossed my mind to think like, oh, that username is – I just thought it was catchy. I was like, okay, let's go branding.
Branding, here we go again.
But that's great because you can look past that and find, you know, a good person outside of all the other, you know, sort of Instagram where some things can feel a little bit phony. But that's incredible. That's a great skill.
She can see past it all. I swear. Yeah, it's a great skill she has. But no, it really is a common theme, even between teammates. Even before I signed with the Revs, I'm already like in my head, like, man, these guys are thinking like, who the hell did we just sign? Like, who's coming in here, man? Like, they're just getting, you know, the IG out. But I, you know, like I said before, I just have fun with it. You have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
And, I've also taken it on too. They always hit the fans. His fans always hit me with like, they love the girl.
a little green. You know, it just, yeah. I don't know. It just happened. I don't even know. This, yeah.
I love
There's
it.
There's so much synergy between
what?
The two of you. Yeah, look, it all works out. It's great.
Hot and self-aware. You love to see it, you know?
Yeah. I'm neither of the two. So. It's pretty great. now that the move is happening, right? You've stepped into the soccer world as well, Becky. You're now a part team owner of Angel City FC, and you know, Sebastian, you're heading back. You've played with Bruce before. You've played under Bruce before, I should say. You've played with Josie before. You know, I guess for both of you, one, how's it feel to step into the soccer world? You know, and be like, yo, I'm gonna be an owner. Never had to play a minute of this game, and I'm gonna be an owner because that's how much better I got it. And then two, how's it feel to go back with your old squad?
Yeah, me. Yeah. Well, okay. So, I mean, yeah, linking back up with Bruce, it's I mean, it's been a while, right? I mean, he's the one that gave me the real opportunity since coming back from Europe. So it's special to me, or special for the both of us to kind of just be united again. Obviously, he had a successful year last year, and I just want to add to that. You know, that's kind of what the discussions that we've had, and you know, I think we're still figuring it out, and you know, the tactical side of things, formation, where chemistry, I suit, yeah, chemistry. You know, yesterday was just my second day, and I had to play against my
squad.
With the whole squad, and I had to play my first game at my old stadium against the Galaxy, right. And it's just like an emotional roller coaster. Even if it's a preseason game, like, it's still super weird.
We were like in Spider-Man when you're like in that parallel universe, and you see like Sebastian LeJet fans in Galaxy jerseys, but then now you're in a new jersey, and you're like Spider-Man in a new suit. You're like, what? Spider-Man?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
It's an MLS verse or whatever.
MLS verse.
MLS verse.
That's a good one. Man, you guys are comedians, huh? You guys really are.
It's the only thing we got.
But then,
Becky, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, should I go? No, sorry. I was just going to touch on Josie.
Yeah, please do.
So with Josie, I mean, man, what a great addition, right? Another thing Bruce values is experience. And I think he's, you know, just going to add to that on this team. And I mean, we've known Josie for years. You know, he's going to be a good player, and he's so useful up top. And as long as hopefully he just stays healthy and the squad stays healthy, I think it could line up for success. But you know, one step at a time.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Becky. Yeah, Angel City, being an owner and all that.
You know, you'd be surprised. I've got some techies up my sleeve.
She's actually really good. It's really weird.
Well, we saw the Instagram video.
We saw the video.
Juggling recently. So the skills, the baller skills are clearly there.
The step overs.
Okay, we know where Sebastian get his moves from. All right. So
that's where I get them.
Not the other way around.
My favorite move was the pin the ball against the sauna with your stomach.
It's really
that was good.
It's really hard to do on the pitch because there's no saunas on the pitch. So
right, yeah.
But with Angel City, you know, it's really interesting. Soccer, culturally speaking, I mean, I should say real football, as a lot of, you know, in Latin culture, we like to say, no, eso es fútbol de real. Like, it's a real sport. It's competitive. It's been around for so long within Latin culture. And so for me growing up, I mean, playing soccer, you weren't even really given a choice. It was like, you are going to play when you're a kid. And it was such a fun experience for me when I was younger. But going into the whole, you know, female athletes, female representation within sports as a whole, I realized that, you know, if I had that dream, that desire as a young girl to play football professionally, the opportunities of that aren't very big besides just playing for the national team. The leagues, you know, weren't as developed, as mainstream as, you know, Major League Soccer, for instance, and things like that. And so growing up in a city like Los Angeles, that's just so indulged with so much culture and with so much talent, I really wanted to provide, I guess, opportunity for those next generations, for those young girls growing up in LA like I did, now seeing a team that they could, you know, dream to play for one day, and rep in a genuine and authentic way as well. So it was a little bit of that. And of course, you know, your boyfriend's a soccer player, might as well.
You know, I'm connected. I know a couple people. Right? Yeah. You know, we were at the Angel City FC kit reveal. We were in the room when it was first revealed to the media. So it was an absolute honor for us. So
awesome.
You know, as far as we, you know, we've covered NWSL, interviewed so many of its players, and it's a good business is booming for the NWSL. So it's gonna from a business side, it's gonna be absolutely huge, very, very, very soon.
I also like the fact that we're both Latinos. He's Dominican, I'm Cuban, but even for a Mexican, if you're a child, you have two options, right? You've got to be really good at the thing we love, or you've got to be like Selena or something like that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, dabbled in both.
You went on the both.
The other thing I wanted to make sure we talk about, we'll talk about music in a moment, but the last big soccer question is obviously Sebastian Lletget represents the U.S. men's national team. Mm-hmm. Becky G, we all know, the lovely Mexican-American, and we know it can obviously be a challenging time because, you know, the enemy is wearing your shirt, the shirt, the name on the back that you do support. But those moments for Becky G watching her man play U.S.-Mexico, I mean, look, 2021, we know how it worked out between U.S. and Mexico. But what was that feeling like? You know, would it been nice to like share some of those victories, or is it is it all good that he won all three?
I'm so happy and so proud of him that, like, I didn't think ever once in my life before dating Sebastian that I would be screaming with my whole chest against the team that I had been supporting since I was a little girl. But it's personal. It's definitely personal. I mean, when you see your person go through what they go through and put in all of the time and energy that they do and the things that they sacrifice, like, you want it just as bad, you know? So, I mean, being there even for the Gold Cup was, like, such a moment because I remember, like, I mean, it was all of Mexico in that stadium, it felt like, even though we were in the States, because my people, we show up, you know? We really do.
Right.
And and even then still, me, my mom, like, my family was there. We were all like Sebastian, but he did ask me, he goes, who are you rooting for, Mexico or USA? And I'm like, I'm voting for you. I'm like, hey, what's the movie called? Sleeping with the Enemy? Like, that's...
Yeah, they all say they're rooting for me, but they got the Mexico jerseys under, like, their entire...
if they need to celebrate properly, they can,
But a U.S. shirt.
Whoever wins, it's like, it's a win-win situation for them.
It is.
I like the idea of, like, you know, what the U.S. Beats Mexico in two finals, and then you all go over Becky G's house for, like, dinner, and everyone's eating, like, arroz con pollo, and you have, like, a TV dinner microwaved in front of you. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. USA boy.
The short end of the stick.
Yes.
100%.
Why is Sebastian eating from the dog food bowl? You know?
Yeah. Why is he the only one in the kitty table? And you're just like, this seems rude.
That's how it'd be. But I love it, man. I mean, you know, it becomes friendly competition, you know? It's nice. It's nice to come home and, like, I don't know, joke around with her uncles, and, like, you know, they always give me you know, a bunch of stick. Or I don't know if you can swear on this, but a bunch of stick.
Of course
you can. Okay, anyway.
A lot of shit.
They give me so much. It doesn't matter if I played good, won, lost, like, it's coming. So.
Her uncles are probably like, oh, you know, él es de Argentina, no es americano.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I'm Yang.
100%. Whatever, man, these guys, the things they come up with is incredible.
It's amazing.
Even when I think I'm in their good place, it's like.
You throw a pod really nice.
But I do. But it's a good family dynamic.
Yeah.
It's a good family dynamic.
Very nice. Listen, we know you guys have been together. You're very much in the public eye. And we thought, what a great opportunity to play the Cooligans Couple Challenge. Okay? So this is going to be very simple. We're going to ask you guys a couple of questions.
Yeah, and you may have seen it, this trend on TikTok where the couples point at each other. We'll ask you questions, yes. and you guys will determine who is more of the why or more of something. So, yeah.
So you either point at the other person, whoever you think is the more blank, you point at that person, whether it's yourself or the other one. Sound good?
Okay.
Perfect.
Love that.
All right. So we'll start off simple, right? It's a relationship. Between the two of you, who is the more romantic?
She's got it.
Okay.
She got it.
Okay.
Fully in agreement.
You would imagine the singer-songwriter sings love songs, probably a little bit more romantic. I would imagine.
Yeah. Or the guy who's been heading a ball for 30 years.
Perfect. Okay, next up. Who snores?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Neither of us snore.
I don't think any of us. I've heard you like maybe once or twice in our entire... Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, but we're not like snorers. At least not yet. Maybe when we get old. But...
Yeah, maybe that's a get older thing. But no, I think we're both pretty good. So
okay.
Yeah, it's also because you're both in shape. I've been snoring since I was like 8. You know.
Sebastian, I'll take your answer as Becky G snores more in the relationship. Got it. We've written
it down. That's the way we're going to edit it.
I really hope that that's our title for this episode.
That's how we're going to edit it. We're going to put you with your hand going up. Who snores more? It's from the answer from before. How about this? We'll say, I'm going to ask this in two ways. Because the question is, who spends more money? But I want to know who spends more money shopping and who spends more money at a restaurant. So first, who spends more money shopping?
Oh,
I think it's, I mean, I can just answer this. It's me on both of them. I love food.
Right. Yeah.
She takes the cake on that one.
Right.
But she does it well. She does it with class. I will say.
Very nice. Yeah. Do you shop for him as well?
Yes.
She does. She's actually become a really good stylist. She's done very well.
All right.
I don't think it's a cheap stylist. It gets expensive. You know, you just don't. It's not like
When New England comes down to play NYCFC, we're going to have to go shopping with Becky G, bro. Because I could use a new fit.
Sebastian and Tim's and baggy jeans.
Let's go. All
right. Hey, man, yeah, in New York, always Tim's.
Let's go forever.
Now you guys got at least 2 pairs each.
How about this one? Who apologizes first in an argument?
Ooh.
I think I know the answer to this one.
I think so too.
You do not.
I'm very accountable.
You guys know the I'm gonna give it some time and then I'm gonna ask you if you want some food or something, and that's my apology, but I'm not gonna say I'm sorry.
You guys know that one?
I'm sure you know.
If my wife is watching, that's allowed.
Is that what I do?
Yeah, it's always like a follow-up question. It'd always be like, so are you still planning on going to your mom's house for dinner? And then I'll be like, yeah.
We call that an olive branch in our business. Thank you very much.
Those are olive branches. That's like, I'm here to make peace.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go pick up some food. You want anything? That is the apology right there. Yes, okay.
I gotta bring the food. You're right. That's a good one. I'll try that.
Very nice. How about this? Let's start an argument. Who's the messy one?
Oh.
The athlete? Yeah, I can imagine.
You guys too, no?
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been traveling so much over the last 2 years that we now live like athletes in the sense that we never unpack.
Yeah, you should see literally, right? I mean, you can't see it on purpose, but literally my suitcase is like, I wear something, take it off, I put it right back in, and then like the next morning I'll open it, put it.
It's exactly how I live now, and my wife hates it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not appealing.
Last question of the couples challenge, and I'm excited to ask this one because I don't know what the answer will be. Who takes more time to get ready?
No, gotta be you.
She's thinking, though.
It's a close one, though.
Nah, he's like really, you're almost like kind of oddly fast.
Yeah, no, I'm, I would say,
like,
you know, cut, what it
like
is?
Cutting it close fast. Like,
what would I say? I'm a
you
procrastinator.
Said we're leaving? Yeah, you are.
So it's kind of like, it kind of like balances out. It's kind of like we both lose because you think you're actually getting ready. But me, I could be ready in 2 minutes, but I'll wait to the last 5 minutes.
There's 2 minutes before we have to leave.
Yeah, if that makes any sense. I hope I'm not the only one in this chat that is like.
I like to think I'm pretty fast, but I've learned over the last few years that I take way longer than my wife, and she is flawlessly gorgeous. And I take so much more time to look. I take an hour to look to get to a five, and she starts at nine and takes a few minutes to get to 10.
Oh, you give her a nine.
But oh, yeah, it's. I think I'm kind of the procrastinator as well, or at least like I try to pack in so many objectives and tasks right before we have to go. So it's like, man, my life is productive. I did so much.
Right. It'll be like, it'll take me 2 minutes to get ready. And then it's like the trimmers are out for the beer.
Yeah,
he's
like,
I should have gone to a haircut. All the stress that could have been if we just started getting ready 15 minutes earlier.
The one that really drives her crazy is like, all right, one last FIFA game before we leave. You know, what? Let me get one more in. And that
Let's go.
It's really drives her crazy.
Okay, look at this. I love Sebastian Legette is like, you know, an adult in the body of a teenager, just a kid who just wants to play more video games. I love
Come
it.
Come on, mom.
Winning trophy.
Just for one.
Okay. Well, well done to both of you. Thank you so much for the insight and the peek behind the curtain.
We learned a lot about ourselves in those 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have another game. We have one more game. Given that you guys will now be making the move to Boston, we have a little Boston versus LA challenge. What you guys prefer. So, okay, so let's start with this. You would rather eat five in one sitting, lobsters or tacos?
Oh, God. Oh, you love lobster.
I love lobster, so she does. Think you might have got me on that one.
Whoa.
I know.
Okay, Becky G says lobster tacos.
Lobster tacos.
Combine both.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's a lot of that, but there won't be in this one here. And I want you to know the reason we're asking is you may not know this yet, but this is really significant to this part of that country. Is it In or Out or is it Dunkin' Donuts?
Ooh. Try In-N-Out or Dunkin' Donuts.
For me, Dunkin'.
Wait, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out
or
In-N-Out. In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
The burgers.
Like In-N-Out. I've never heard of In-N-Out.
Oh, my bad.
I've never had Dunkin' Donuts, so I can't say. I've never had Dunkin' Donut.
And In-N-Out's like I feel like a Dunkin' Donuts, like it would be more of like a what's like a LA coffee shop that like does food too, like fast, like a Starbucks or something.
Starbucks.
Like, but you know what I mean? Because like In-N-Out's like food.
Like yeah, like
and
fast
then Dunkin's
food.
Like I go to Dunkin' for coffee.
Is there like a burger joint in the East Coast that's very popular that would
like
Shake Shack?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's more a New York thing.
Okay.
But I want you to know, people in Boston think of Dunkin' Donuts as a church, not just
a place to get coffee. It's like the Holy Grail. Okay.
I'm looking for. I'll have a donut. I'll pick a cheat day. I promise you guys, I will try. I will try.
Okay. And here's the real secret: both Dunkin' Donuts coffee and In-N-Out milkshakes, they both make you go to the bathroom. So really, it's the same thing. Hey, look at that. Dunkin' Donuts makes your milkshake go in and out. Look at that. I just put it all together.
Wow. I mean, we've come up with so many joint marketing campaigns that it's really incredible. Becky's inspiring us. Next up, better stadium, Fenway Park or the Rose Bowl?
Man, I mean
Fenway Park also is like a monument, right? It's like a historic monument.
Yeah, Fenway would take it on that one.
Yeah, Rose Bowl is obviously
beautiful,
historic, and
historic.
Pasadena's beautiful place.
Yeah.
But I think from what I hear, and it's one of the first things I want to do when I get there. So yeah. I would say Fenway. But yeah, I would show Boston some love on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I did the tour of Fenway Park. It absolutely legendary. And yeah, obviously, so many incredible Dominican baseball players have gone through that building. Yeah. So
they're not biased.
Very important to me.
They're not biased. Yeah.
As a Yankee fan, I just did the tour through the playoffs when we beat them every year.
sorry. Boston got it. You know.
All right. This one. We're going to go back to the history of each city. So what do we prefer, England or Mexico?
Oh, Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, not a difficult answer.
I got love for England, but Mexico, I love the culture. It's just too good. I like it.
Very cool.
Yeah, the food, the, you know, the women, obviously.
Families, in-laws, right? You put it on there, buddy. Come on.
The woman.
All right, how about this?
The woman, not women. Women is petty. Woman is, you know, fun.
Yeah, just one.
Well, he meant your mom as well. Any other females in your family? He's talking about the Becky G family.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go.
That's totally what you meant.
I got you.
All come right. On, Boston versus LA. So let's do, how about Patriots or Rams? /Chargers.
Rams.
If you're asking me in this very moment, Rams. Because they just beat my Niners.
Rams.
I got to go Patriots, man.
Come on. Nah. We're going to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying.
No.
Man.
Someone's
it's
better.
The Bengals? Come
the
on.
The Bengals. Don't we all wish the Bengals win? Come on.
Well, here's the thing. The Bengals quarterback puts pineapple on his pizza, so he's canceled as far as I'm concerned.
Can't,
so I'm Rams.
Can't allow it.
I'm Rams for the Super Bowl.
I'm Rams.
Nah, dude, come on.
For the pineapple. I love it.
Last one. You're both now directing a movie. Who is the leading actor you're picking? Is it Leo DiCaprio or Mark Wahlberg?
Leo.
I go Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're divided on that one.
Okay.
Maybe we just put them both. We budget it out.
Buddy cop movie.
Okay. Well done. That was Boston versus LA. And now, you know what? We're going to go to some fan questions in a moment. But I want to make sure I get to this because, Becky, I do want to talk about your music career. I'm a huge fan. And also, not only do you make awesome music, but then the people that you have collabed with, it is just ridiculous. I'm like, if I look at Becky G's contact list, I'm like, how does she know all these people? This is unbelievable. But I honestly, one of the first songs I heard from you that I really, really loved was Mayores with you did that with Bad Bunny. And and this was when Bad Bunny wasn't Bad Bunny, right? Like, he was the guy, he was coming up. I like this music. He didn't have an album yet, but he was featured on everything. Everybody knew that he was about to be the next big thing. But you, this song, especially on YouTube, has 2 billion views. So many people love this song. But just when let's talk about like the then and now, because I saw on YouTube you left a comment like 4 years later. Can't believe, you know, where we are now. But from when you made that song to now, and seeing for your own career and even his career, what are some of your first thoughts when I even asked that question?
Well, I just feel so blessed, man. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I mean, going back to like the top half of this interview when I mentioned like Seb and I've been doing what we both do for so long, like, it's kind of wild to think about how young we are still, but how long we've been doing what we do. And it's only until someone brings it to your attention, or when someone says, oh, an overnight success, and you're like, actually, no, let me do the math here. I've been doing this for most of my life. This is like, you know, 10 years in the making. This is something that I've dedicated every single living, breathing moment to. And so when a song like Mayores breaks boxes within the industry, not just for women, but for Latinos, it was like a historical moment. And to be a part of that, to be a creator in that, I think is something that I'll forever be proud of, to be honest. And it's kind of part of like my pillar as an artist too, you know?
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, yeah, it's you know, that song, and then you did a song with El Alfa, mm-hmm. and being Dominican, and this is what I really love about your music, and I also love this about the music industry, the Latin music industry, where people are collabing from different countries, and different types of music are being, right. Everybody's jumping on, like, oh, you make bachata, let me do one of those. I love that. So how conscious of those decisions, whether it's you personally as an artist, as maybe even from a business perspective, yes. where the labels are like, you need to work with so-and-so. But is there a genre that is most foreign to you, that you love, like, that you enjoyed making that kind of song?
Yo, you know, it's funny you bring up, like, the whole genre bending situation, because it's actually gotten harder for the industry, I think. Like, you look at award shows, you look at the infrastructure of record labels, there is the A&R departments that are literally separated by genres. But now you have artists like myself and, like, Bad or, like, El Alfa, who don't just do what we started as, but
right.
collaborate with artists from different languages. You know, when I did that song with J-Hope from BTS, we were Spanish, Korean, English all in one song. That's three different languages. And then I really realized just how far we could take it when we had a number one Spanglish song at country radio. And I was like, yo, like, the possibilities are endless. So for me, it's a really exciting time as a creator, as an artist. But I think for the industry, it's a hard time because you don't really know where to put artists. You don't know how to say, oh, this is, you know, what the best album of the year is, when one is full ballads, full pop, and the other one's like full reggaeton, and then another one's like all dembow. And you're just like, how do you do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I also like to picture the guys in pickup trucks who think their radio's broken when they're listening to country music and they hear Spanish people. They're like, something wrong with the damn truck.
No, that's the future, sir. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. By the way, obviously you have a billion fans. We have a group of fans. They're our supporters group. They call themselves Gully Squad. We gave them a chance to ask you guys a couple of questions. We got a lot, so we can't go to all of them. But we did have a couple of questions that are really funny, one of which came from MJ Lee, who said, this is for Becky. What do you do? Actually, both of you can answer for the what happens in the reverse situation. But Becky, what do you do when men or women hit on Sebastian in front of you? And I asked the question because we did at the beginning of this show, this interview.
That is amazing.
You know, I'm a person, I'm a true believer in it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So, like, to give a compliment, I think, is something that, like, we should do more often. Like, you know what I mean? Like, giving compliments, when you acknowledge someone, they're putting effort into, you know, how they did their hair, they got a nice haircut, whatever. Like, I love that stuff, you know? And I'm also, like, half naked in a lot of my music videos. And this guy could very easily be like, that's not cool, you know? But, like, he's supportive. He's like, I know what I got, you know? So I feel like, for me, I take it as a compliment, even to me, because I feel very lucky to be with him. So I don't get too offended. I think it's when people cross a boundary, cross a line in a way that, like, you know, is, like, disrespectful, then it starts to feel a little different.
Okay. So I'm sorry I gave your man's abs a Valentine's Day card then.
I'm going to do the same thing, so it's okay.
Okay. This question comes from Dennis Higgins. He is a DC United fan. He asked the question, does Becky plan her quote-unquote season for when Sebastian's in full MLS swing? That way you can maximize off-season downtime. Or are both of your schedules haywire and you just take it where you can get it with quality time?
That's a great question. I think it's haywire. It's crazy. It's a mess. It's all over the place. We both have, like, our own, you know, managers, and they're in contact, and they're always doing scheduling and trying to figure out
helping
when
us
you're scheduling each other. That's amazing.
It's so helpful. It's super real. Like, there's just this I don't know how we do it. When people ask me, like, oh, you know, how do you guys do it? I don't know. It's just a kind of a way of life, and we've accepted it a long time ago, and we kind of just roll with the punches, man. And we just, you know, and we look forward to those times, you know. Yeah. Like right now, thankfully, we're doing preseason in LA, and you know, we're trying to squeeze all all the juice, the juice, you know, and just try to figure it out and enjoy ourselves. Because the reality is, especially with this move, you know, we're going to see each other a lot less. But, you know, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You make it work. This question is from Andrew Johnson. This is for Sebastian. Look, you're with someone who's an incredible dancer. 5 billion people have seen it on YouTube. but who? Which of your teammates, past or present, is the worst teammate? I'm sorry, the worst dancer.
No, answer the first one, too.
Who's the worst dancing teammate?
Worst dancer.
I have the best one.
Ooh, who's the best?
Jonah.
Oh, John Dos Santos. Jonah.
Dos Santos, the best dancer.
He's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Him on the off season's like one of my favorite.
There's no limit. There's just no limit. You very unpredictable. You don't know where you're gonna get.
I like that.
He should be proud of that. Mm-hmm. Proud of that award. Who is the worst? Oh my God. Who could it be? You know what? You know this being a guy, man. Like, you know, guys don't, I don't know why. We just don't, sometimes we don't express ourselves that way. Like, we just don't, like, even in the locker room, like, it's very rare to see a guy really
speak
go for it.
Speak for yourself, dog.
Yeah, dog. Okay,
anybody at any opportunity, bro.
My hips got their own blood flow. You know what I mean?
they're going to throw
that's a funny question, though.
That is a funny question. Yeah. I can't. Let's just say there's more bad than good. There's way more bad than good.
Okay.
I definitely try, but you know, I got a dancing teacher here though. Like whenever we dance, she's always like, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5. You know, the step. Yeah.
Sometimes, she's like, stop stepping on my feet. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Much, okay. Last question. This is from Jose. He asked the question. He asked, he goes, I don't want to break up the relationship, but which is better, LA tacos or San Francisco burritos?
Ooh.
That's really Becky's LA.
Whoever that is really knows that San Francisco has the burritos. That's why.
Well, for sure. Mission style burritos are fire.
Yeah. They're crazy.
Amazing spots in the Bay that are so fire.
I'm trying to think. Burritos are definitely more expensive. I know a place in San Francisco, La Taqueria, who's very, very old school, been there for years and years and years. You know,
cash only, baby.
Yeah, cash only, very old school. You know, it's like $20.
They only take pesos.
Farolito, Cancun. Isn't a Farolito, Cancun, if I remember.
Farolito's like you go to the club and that's like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you know, you go to town. Not that I've done that. You know what I mean? But
I went to Cancun and you could get a regular burrito or a super burrito. And I just ordered a carne asada and the guy's like, one carne asada super burrito. And I was like, wait, I didn't say. And he just looked at me. He's like, no, we knew.
It's your first time here, but you're a regular. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
We saved you a seat.
Amazing. Well, that is it. Sebastian Legette, Becky G, thank you so much for joining us. This has been an absolute blast. I hope you guys had fun. This was super, super cool of you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Is there anything you want to let people know about before we let you go?
Or plug anything at all?
Follow us on the gram at They Love the Boy.
They Love the Boy.
I am. You know, you can accompany the 50 million followers that she has. And just, you know, you will enjoy
30,
her content.
30. It's almost 30.
You will enjoy her content. I will promise you.
Thank you guys so much for your guys' time. And although you guys said at the top of the interview that you guys probably, I wasn't familiar with your guys' work. I'm like the biggest Sebastian Legette fan. So I had heard that interview and you guys, you know, doing your guys' thing. And so to be here with him is really awesome. And we really appreciate it. So
yeah, thanks guys.
Thank you so much.
It just keeps getting better.
100%. This has been awesome, everybody. So thank you so much for joining us, everybody. The last thing I wanted to mention, and this is just a dream, because one of my favorite rappers is Mala Rodriguez. She's from Spain. I don't know if you know her.
Yeah.
That's the collab I want to see.
You want that better.
I'm gonna put it on the post right now.
Okay, there you go. Look, can I get
the
a producer credit?
The Cooligans A&R, I don't even know. The Cooligans A&R, yo.
That's actually the A&R of my project. Yes. That's the ongoing joke of all of the team. So you got to talk to this guy to make it happen.
We'll do. I want to hear some... my dog.
Even the dog. Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
No, right. Of course. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Shouts to Sebastian Legette and Becky G. Absolutely honored to have them on the show. That was super cool.
Huge.
Of both of them. Again, I cannot stress how famous Becky G is.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you've never heard a song in Spanish, then one, you're probably not Mbappe, and two, you don't know just how massive of a superstar this is. It's like having Lady Gaga on our show. Imagine Lady Gaga being like, I think Syria's the best. She's super Italian. That's the equivalent. So this huge that not only that they would do the show together. That means a lot to me. And you know, they're starting a new chapter in their lives by going to Boston. And so are we, by the way. Remember we said there was going to be a big announcement?
That's right. This is the last episode of The Cooligans on Fubo Sports Network.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty wild.
We should have told the producers. They're in our ear right now.
Hey, you're going to have to find another gig. Look, there's a lot of, we don't have too much time to talk about all like the details, but please go to our YouTube channel where we have a longer announcement and kind of explaining like what the future. This show is not going anywhere. The Cooligans are not going anywhere. We're going to be doing a lot more stuff, a lot more content, traveling, doing the whole thing.
If you want to know about our next steps, right after this airs on TV, we have a video premiering on our YouTube. So if you're listening to this episode, that'll be what, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, the video will be premiering on our YouTube that will explain a lot more. But we're moving on to some next steps. It's going to be a lot. Very exciting. It's going to be very risky is also probably a word we should use in there. But it's going to be super exciting. And look, we couldn't, we talk a lot, Christian and I personally, when we're laying next to each other, holding each other. We talk a lot about, where we've, obviously that's a joke, by the way, guys. Where we started. Yeah. We spoon. I'm the little spoon, which you wouldn't believe. We talk about where we've come from to where we are. 2 years ago when the show started, we were in a completely different space, and we wouldn't be as big as we are. We wouldn't have gotten as far as we are if it wasn't for A, the fans and everyone listening and watching right now, and B, the belief and support of the organization of Fubo Sports Network. So I want to thank everyone from the top to the bottom, Pam, JB, Todd, Jason, Dan, Ganji, Andrew, Danielle, Mike, if I'm forgetting anyone, I'm sorry, but everyone who's helped get us to this point, absolutely amazing. Now it's our turn to grab that baton and try to run even further with it. So we want all of you to come along for that. So you just have to go to our YouTube, right now, youtube.com/soccercooligans. So if you're watching this, it premieres in only a few minutes. And it'll explain a lot more about what's happening and what our next step is, because I think you guys are going to be really excited about it.
Right. Yeah. It's a big year. It's obviously a World Cup year. The Cooligans are going to be doing a lot of really cool things. So please join us. And I can only reiterate what Alexa said. I mean, the opportunity that we got at Fubo is huge for two comedians to do a show about soccer and get to be on TV week in and week out is an absolute dream. But, the nature of this business and a lot of other stuff, it has us just doing different things. And we're going to... But it doesn't take away from how dope some of the stuff that we're doing is, coming up. So everyone, shout out to everyone at Fubo. Thank you again for the opportunity. And again, go to our YouTube channel for, just a little bit more news.
And I'll give you just a quick tidbit. I remember when we were negotiating this deal, it took a long time to give you a peek behind the curtain. And there were moments where it looked like it wouldn't happen. It took a very long time. And there were moments where it looked like it might not happen. I remember having a conversation with a comedian in a green room, and I was letting them know. They were like, dude, what's going on with the TV offer? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. And he looked me dead in the eyes, and he goes, hey, man, 99.99999% of podcasts don't become TV shows, and you guys have an opportunity to be one of them. Do it. I don't care what the offer is, even if it's for a short while, do it. So undoubtedly and unequivocally, this is a wildly important chapter in our careers and our lives. and we love everyone that's been a part of it. We've had some arguments, right? We've had some disagreements. We've had some high fives and we've had some, hangups. Yeah, we've had some hangups and some nasty text messages that were deleted back and forth or Slack messages. Nonetheless, look, at the end of the day, it took a lot to get, you know, two dumb comedians this far. And it's going to take a lot to keep us going. So go to our YouTube channel right now. Check it out, youtube.com/soccercooligans. And we ain't going nowhere, but I can't wait for you to find out exactly what we're about to do.
Exactly. All right. So for the last time on Fubo Sports Network, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!